If you have a Bible, turn back to John chapter 5 this evening. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," verse 24, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that that sent me hath everlasting life and should not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." I want to preach just a minute tonight, and I'll try to be brief. Don't forget, after we get done here, we got a birthday and anniversary dinner out here. But I want to preach for just a few minutes, if God will help me, on this thought, how we live, and a question, does it matter? Amen? How we live, and does it matter? As we look, if we go through this life, people's living every which way, and if we ain't careful, we'll get to looking around, Brother X, and we'll get the question, which way is the right way? Amen? We'll get to thinking, these people seem to be doing right, and these people here, but they seem to be doing a little better, and these people over here, it seems like they got the thing going on. So which people are living right? I want to say it's the one that's living in the light of God, amen? The one that's living with the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and their Savior, their life. One that's seeking to do right, live righteously right in the eyes of God, according to God's perfect will for our life. Those are the ones that's doing it right. Amen. Those are the ones that's going to have victory in Jesus, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. Amen. We may have some battles. It may seem like there's some uphill climbs. There may be some hard pulls along the way. But I want to say, praise God, you'll never go wrong by staying with God. Amen. Staying with God, staying with God's people, encouraging each other. Amen. And be an encouragement to someone. We live in an hour today, praise God, there's enough discouragement to go around. But I want to say there's a God of encouragement that's there to help every one of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how we live, does it matter? It does matter. See, we can't live one way and die another. Do you hear what I said? We cannot live one way and die another. The way that we live is the way that we're going to die. Amen. There's so many people today that are living living like the devil, living like the world, and they think they're going to die and float off into heaven. I'm serious. There's a whole lot of people sitting in Baptist church today that live like the devil through the week. But how we live, that's the way we die. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3, talks about the tree that's a leaning to the south, or it's a leaning toward the north, and the way the tree falls, that's where it lays. Amen. I want to say, praise God, this day and hour we live, we better be leaning hard toward Jesus. Amen. We need to be, did you hear what I said? We need to be leaning hard and living hard toward Jesus in the day that we live. Because that is the right way. How we live, it does matter. Amen. And the only hope that we have, the only help that we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's a whole lot of people in the world that's serving I don't know what. And there's a whole lot of people today that's serving, they don't know what. They're living in a direction that is ungodly. But they think it's okay. But I want to say it's not okay. But you know what they're doing? They're serving the wrong gods. There's a lot of people serving the little g gods of this world. And we need to be serving the big G God. Amen. Amen? We need to be serving Him and knowing Him. See, Paul told them that over in Acts chapter 17. You remember when Paul went over there to Mars Hill and those folks are sitting there and he observed them for a little while from afar? I want to say, you know what? It don't take long observing people to see what God they serve. Amen. Talking to fellas a while ago and said, you know what? He's talking to somebody that's talking about the Lord and what they do and how good God is. And before they had no more and got done with the conversation, the person was using profanity. Amen. That's the kind of air that we're living in. Everything seems to be okay because we've got a knowledge of the Lord. We got a head knowledge, but we don't have a heart knowledge. I want to say, praise God, the way we live, it matters, praise God. It may ought to matter to us, and I know that it matters to the Lord. Amen. Hey, you young people, now look at me right quick. Look at Pastor Jeff. It matters how you live your life. It matters how you behave. It matters how you conduct yourself. You ought to be asking yourself every day, what I'm doing, is it pleasing to Jesus? Amen. Is Jesus happy with what I'm doing in my life? Is He happy with what I do and what I say and how I live? You say, well, preacher, why? Because if we'll start that at an early age, praise the Lord, glory be to God, it'll carry on throughout our adulthood. Amen. We need to start sinking in some good habits now. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to start thinking about what Jesus thinks about what we do and what we say and how we act and how we react. Amen. Paul was observing them over there in Mars Hill in Acts chapter 17. If you want to turn over there for just a minute. He was observing them, and Paul, the Bible says in verse 22, that then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Acts chapter 17:22. He said, you men of Athens, now watch this. He said, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. He said, you know what? He said, you are too religious for your good. Amen. He said, you're so caught up in religion, acting out religion, praise God. He said that you're messing yourself up. Amen. He said, you're too superstitious. See, too religious. He said, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, Paul said, I got to watch it how you worshiped. Now, can you imagine the way they worshiped at Mars Hill? I mean, they had just multitude upon multitude of gods. And as they worshiped these gods, they had to be real careful that they didn't give a little more adoration to one than they did the other. Can you just see how difficult that would be? But I want to say, brother, praise God, it's the same today. If we ain't careful, we have all these little gods, and if we ain't careful, we'll go out of our way trying not to hurt one of them. Amen? So we can appease all of our little gods. But Paul said, as I passed by and I beheld your devotions, I found an altar with an inscription to the unknown God. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, how you live, praise God, it matters. He said, how you worship, he said, it matters. How you live your life, praise God, he said, it does matter. And he said, I want to point something out to you. Amen. He said, I want to point out this unknown God. This one that you ain't even sure how to worship. He said, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. He said, him declare I unto you. He said, let me tell you about the God that you don't know about. Amen. Hey, listen, that's what a whole lot of the world needs today, praise God, need to be enlightened on the God that they don't know nothing about. We're living in a day and a time where you go sit in a fundamental Bible, supposed a fundamental Bible believing church, and amen, and they don't tell you nothing about what thus says the Word of God. They said, well, you know it, they'll tell you a little story, maybe a joke or two, a little whimsical something or another, and then they'll tell you something that'll make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Amen. And then they'll talk to you, encourage you to get into your wallet and give all that you can. Amen. That's what they do. But they never tell you about the true and the living God who loves you and cares for you. Pray God to love the God that's a God of love, but He's also a God of wrath. He still hates sin. But He loves us enough, praise God, Brother Don, to tell us about it. He loves us enough to tell us what's right, and He loves us enough to tell us what's wrong. And Paul said, I want to tell you about this unknown God who you don't even know how to worship as you should. Amen. And the reason we don't know how to worship Him as should, praise God, is because we don't know Him like we should. Amen. He said, He said, I declare to you, God that made the world and all things therein. Now we know God made everything. Bible said that Jesus made it without Him was not anything made is made. Amen. For John chapter 1. He said, dwelleth the, seeing that the Lord is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Amen. He said, you can't box Him up. See, they had all their little gods and little sections and little boxes, and they had their gods boxed up. But Paul said, hey, listen, I want to tell you about the one that you got here. Hey, man, you can't box Him up. You can't contain Him. Because He's everything everywhere. Amen. He's the very essence of life itself, praise God, and the giver thereof. Amen. He said, neither is worship with men's hands as though He needed anything. Amen. Seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. He said, He's the Lord that gives everything. Everything that you see, everything that you can touch, everything you feel, praise God, it belongs to God. He created and He keeps it. It blows my mind. These people said, well, preacher, you know, we got to take care of Mother Earth. Because if we don't take care of Mother Earth, everything's just going to get out of whack. I mean, we ought to be good stewards. We don't want to pour poison in our creek stuff. I know that. I'm not stupid. But I want to say, praise God, if we'll forget about Mother Earth and think about Father God and realize that He is God and besides Him, ain't Him, there's no other. He created, praise God, and the Bible said He's keeping this thing and said it's going to be the same, praise God, as long as He wants it to be the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't care what Al Gore says. He said there's going to be spring and summer and fall and winter, praise God, throughout eternity. Amen. That's what God says. So who are you going to believe? We're going to believe God or a man? Amen. As for me, I'm going to believe God. So when I get, hey, praise God, when I get able, I'm going to dig me out a fern. I'm going to plant me a tater and a bean, praise the Lord, and expect God to give spring, warm the ground up, and let it grow. Amen. That's what I'm expecting, praise God. He said, hath made of one blood, verse 26, all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Remember I told you he took the oceans, praise the Lord, and he said, this is as far as you go. It amazes me. Every time I think about the ocean and the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, it amazes me, Brother Jeff, that it comes to one place and God says, that's as far as you go. I'm talking about the places where it's miles and miles deep. And it gets to rushing in, but praise God, when it comes so far, God puts His hand. He said, that's far enough. Amen. And we think that we can't contend with the flesh and the devil and the demons of hell. Praise God, if God can control all that, praise God, He can control them too. Amen. He take that same almighty hand, praise God, Brother Dean, and reach down there and say, that's far enough, devil. Say, as far as you can go, praise God. And guess what? He has to subside. Amen. He has to back down. Praise God. Because God Almighty has spoken. Praise the Lord. He said that they should seek the Lord. If haply they may feel after Him and find Him. Though He be not far from every one of us. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said He's right here if you'll just get to looking for Him. He said if you look and you seek Him early, you'll find Him. See what happens to us. We bebop along in this life until we build up our intellect. Amen. Till we build up our intellect to where we think we're smarter than God. Amen. A whole lot of, and we'll take our children, we'll educate them till we make them stupid. Amen. We'll send them off to the biggest, finest colleges that we can afford or we can't afford. And we'll get them the greatest and the best education with the best teachers. I want to say the best teacher they got is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Amen. That's the best teacher, praise God. But we'll send them off to these lofty schools with these educated teachers and they come out of there, ain't got enough sense to say suey. Amen. Because they're seeking it. They've got an intellect, they've got a mindset, and they don't know nothing about God. We better educate our youngest in the things of God about the unknown God of this world. Pray God so they can raise up, glory be to God one day, and say, you know what? There's a God of glory that makes me all that I am. Amen. Amen. But we got a world where they're growing up and they say, well, you know, I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. I put myself through school. Did you really? You didn't have no help whatsoever? Well, mama and daddy helped me. Now I will say God helped you. Amen. God's the one that brings up. God's the one that gives us the wisdom and unction. But if we ain't careful, praise God, we get so smart. America's got so smart, we're smarter than God. We've come to a point that we don't need God no more. We'll hunt us a man, we'll hunt us somebody, we'll put them in there to supposedly represent us. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's quit happening in case you ain't noticed. Amen. They're not representing us no more. They're representing themselves. Representing their little clique over here somewhere. I'm going to say what we better do is just stay with God. Amen. Let God be our representative. Seek His face, praise God, while He might be found. Seek the Lord while He might find Him. Seek Him early. He said, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stones graven by art of man's device. Amen. God ain't something we can make with our hands. God ain't something we can create and put up and in worship. God is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, there's a time. He said, there's a whole lot of folks who's been believing it. He said, God's kind of let this go. But he said, you know what? He said, God's tired of being folks being ignorant. Amen. You know why folks are ignorant about God now? Because we choose to be ignorant. Amen. We choose to be ignorant about the things of God. He said, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man, or Jesus, whom He hath ordained, wherewith He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, now watch this, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. What we got today, we got a whole bunch of folks, and they say, how we live? The question is, how do we live? Does it matter? Praise God. We've got a whole bunch of people that's living like the devil, and they said, you know what? We know what you say. We know what you believe. Amen. We know what we need to do, but praise God, we'll not do it. Amen. And a whole lot of folks today, a whole lot of our folks today are not doing it. They're going on their own. And it breaks my heart. Because we see them, amen, in their life is failing. They're frailing and they're beating and they're pounding at the air, praise God, trying to make ground and they're slipping back the whole time. Amen. But he said, you know what? He said, God is going to hold us accountable. That's what he said in verses 30 and 31. He said, God will hold us accountable one day. How we live our life, praise God. Amen. It does matter. It matters. Hey, it may not matter to people around you. It may not matter to your family. But I won't say it matters to God. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, if you'll live your life and where it's pleasing to God, it'll make a difference in your family. Amen. God will see it. God will bless you. God will help them. Praise the Lord. If we'll live our life according to what He says. As Jesus, as our example. Amen. You remember I read it or hear it about the Lord Jesus Christ when Lazarus had died? And the Lord was there and Martha in John chapter 11. And Jesus was there and Martha. Martha comes running out to Him. In verse 21, Martha said unto Him, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whethersoever Thou ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection, in the resurrection at the last day. Amen. And the Lord speaks to her here. And He said, and Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus speaks to her here. And He said, and I can just see in my mind's eye, He says, Martha, it gets her attention because she's all distraught and she's all upset. And she said, no, Lord, if You had only been here. My brother wouldn't have died. You could have done something about it. And he says, Martha, she looks at him. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen? Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, hey, he said, Lord, you could have done something. He said, praise God, could have, should have. Praise God. He said, I am doing something. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am life itself. Without Him, praise God, it doesn't even matter. But praise God, I was going to say, glory to God, praise the Lord, if we have Christ in our life, amen, it matters how we live. It makes a difference. Everybody around it sees a difference. Amen, you can't get around it without seeing a difference. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say, these folks in here, praise God, you're not what you used to be. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we're not what we're going to be either. He said, I'm at resurrection, I'm alive. He said, I brought you out, I raised you up. Amen. In the newness of life. He said, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Man, one day Ephesians said, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Praise God, the Bible said, we are quickened, we've been made alive by the Spirit of God. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us on the cross of Calvary, how He lifted us up, praise God. And if He brings up, as Brother X said, if He brings you up, praise God, He'll bring you out. Amen. He won't leave you dangling over your circumstance. Amen. Praise God. We trust Him. Glory be to God. He'll bring us up. And what we need to do like little old young'uns. Hey, you remember when your little young'un would get in a mess? And they'd get to crying and hollering for mom and daddy, and you go bail them out. You reach down in that situation as in, and you get it. You reach out, and about the time you, hey, glory to God, about the time you reach and got a hold of them, and they got a hold of you, glory be God, Brother Don, they squirrel plumb up around your neck. Amen. You remember that? Amen. Glory be to God. They said, Lord, glory to God, mom and daddy's done there. Amen. Safety. Somebody come here to rescue me. Praise God. That's what we need to do with the Lord. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. When He reaches out His arm, we ought to squirrel up around His neck.
Amen.
Amen. You talk about making a difference in a church family. Praise God. You get the squirreling up around God's neck. Amen. Praise God. A blessing will start pouring out on you. You'll get so excited about it, you can't help it. Hey, glory to God. And it'll take them about a week to catch you. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. And He goes on in verse 26 of John 11. He says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. He said, how you live, praise God. He said, it matters how you live. Now, we see this story and it rocks on just a minute. And then Martha, she goes back and she tells Mary, she said, hey, said Mary, said, the Lord's here and He's a-calling for you. Amen. I mean, she's just a beaming. I mean, hey, the tears have subsided. There's joy down in her soul. Praise God. She's got the hope of the resurrection and the life. She tells Mary, and Mary goes down there to where Jesus is. Verse 32, whole multitude. Now you just got to see this. The whole multitude's following. These professional mourners are there. They get paid to cry. Boo-hoo. Now some of me and you may have to have some of them when we go. Hey, we'll have to. They won't be enough people weeping mourning over. We'll have to. Hey, don't laugh. You're going to be one of them too. They're going to have to pay somebody to come weep and shed a tear over you. Or at least pretend like they are. They probably wet their handkerchief so they can dab her eyes. Or maybe put an onion in it so that their eyes will run. Or maybe poke her eye. Get a little tear to come out. But Martha's done went back. Maybe she's rejoiced or so. Said, praise God, there's hope. Amen. She says, Mary, the Lord's here. Said He wanting to see you. And so Mary, she gets up, she goes down there. All them mourners are with her. Them paid professional mourners. They said, well, she's going to go down there to the tomb to mourn, so I guess we better pack up and go over there and do a little bit of weeping and crying over there too. That's the way they'll do it for me and you. Amen. They'll pretend like they're sad for a little while. And they're really rejoicing down in their heart. Amen. But Mary goes down there and she comes to the Lord, verse 32. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet saying unto him, Lord, now watch this. Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. See what she said? She's repeating the same thing that Martha repeated. Or Martha said, she said, Lord, if thou hast been here, amen, my brother had not died. Amen. But listen to what Jesus said. Amen. And it said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? Amen. He said, I ain't gonna go through this again. He said, I've already explained it once that I am, praise God. That's ego of me in the Greek, by the way. It means equal with God. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He said, I'm God. And he said, I can bring you up, praise God, and I can give you life. Amen. So instead of explaining it again, he says, where's he laying? Where'd you put him? And she said, well, Lord, he's over here. So the Lord goes over there to where the tomb is. Now you got to see this picture. There's a big old crowd behind them, and they're still boo-hoo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo. They're still crying, weeping, mourning. Amen. They're following them along. She goes up there. He goes to the tomb, and the Jews beheld it. And the Bible said Jesus wept too. I told you this morning why he wept, because he prayed. He's weeping for the whole bunch. And it said Jesus, verse 38, said, groaning within himself, cometh to the grave, and it was a cave. And the stone lay upon it. Can you see this? So here's a grave, probably a communal grave, probably several different people buried in this tomb. And a great stone's rolled in front of it. And it's done been sealed up. They put wax around it to seal it off. So Jesus comes to that. And he says in verse 39, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Amen. Probably pretty much decaying. That's what she's saying. She said, by now he's been dead 4 days. Probably starting to stink, Lord. But the Lord says this, he saith unto her, said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe thou shouldst see the glory of God? How do we see the glory of God? By believing on him. By putting our trust and our faith in him, praise God, and we begin to see his glory. Amen. As the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. And so they take away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lift up his eyes and he said, now what? I think he speaks like 40 words here. And he's not praying, he's praying that they might hear him. He's praying that they might see and perceive what God can do. Amen. You know, the Bible said the Jew requires a sign. I'm afraid a whole lot of us require a sign too. If we can't see it, we won't believe it. Amen. And the old saying, you know, seeing is believing. So the Lord says, you know, they rolled a stone away. Jesus lifts up his eyes in verse 41. He says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. Amen. Jesus said, Lord, Father, he said, I never had no doubt that you heard me, because I've talked to you, communed with you many, many times. Amen. He said, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Praise the Lord. He prayed. He said, Lazarus. You know why he did that? Because he had said, hey, come forth. Praise God. Everybody in the tomb for miles around would have got up. Amen. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. And said, when he had thus spoken, amen, he cried loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound head and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, what? Loose him and let him go. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said, I have the power to raise them up. I have the power to let them go. Amen. Praise God. Say, come out with a shout. Glory be to God. Praising and honoring God. Amen. You know why they're able to do that? Because they lived the life, praise God, that mattered. Amen. Bible tells us that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Amen. He loved them. Praise God. Why? Because their life, they lived a life that mattered. Does your life matter? If you ever want to get up in the newness of the resurrection of life, your life has to matter. Amen. Your life doesn't. Your life matters to God. But does our life matter to us is the question. In order to bring us up in the newness and the resurrection of life. We need newness of life today. Amen. We're living in a day and a time and a state when there's so much coldness and deadness in the world. Amen. Now you know I'm telling you the truth. Coldness and deadness is everywhere. But Jesus said, praise God, He said, I come to give you life that you might have life in abundance. Amen. Not some old cold humdrum something, but I'm talking about a shouting, praising, hallelujah time in the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm going to take my turn if I can. Amen. Till I get out of here. Bless His holy name. How we live, it does matter. Jesus says back in John chapter 5, verse 38, in the conclusion of the matter, He says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming to which all that are in the grave shall hear His voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good in the resurrection of life, and they have done evil in the resurrection of damnation. He said, those that went through here just humdrum and haven't had a life that mattered for God. Hello? That haven't mattered for folks around, that haven't mattered for the world, haven't tried to be a help and encouragement. He said their life will be, He said they'll be brought up in a resurrection unto damnation, eternal damnation. I don't know about you, that don't impress me much. But He said, praise the Lord, He said, for those that have done good under the resurrection of life. Amen? Praise God. How we live, does it matter? It depends on whether you want to get up in a newness, in a resurrection of life, or whether you want to live in a resurrection of damnation and condemnation. Amen? Praise the Lord. And it's ours to choose. Amen? When we choose the Lord Jesus Christ to love Him and live with Him and live in Him and live for Him, praise God, then praise God, your life does matter. Young people, I want to say today, praise God, listen, you need to make sure that your life matters for Jesus. Amen? Make sure that your life matters. Amen? To set out with a desire and a discernment in your heart to make your life matter for the Lord. Mom and Daddy, Grandma and Grandpa, we need to be an example to them. Amen? We need to be an example. You know how we start? By loving each other as Christ loved us. Amen. We need to get rounded up and herded up and get the mentality, praise God, that no matter what happens around us, that we're going to love each other. Amen. Praise God. Love each other to death. That don't mean killing each other either. Amen. We determine in our heart that we're going to love each other, going to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, praise God, because if our children don't start seeing it us, they'll now see it out here in the world. Amen. They need life. They need that resurrection, newness of life. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. But they see it in me and you as we try to live. How we live, it does matter. Because there's a whole lot of these little ones that's watching us. And they're saying, and you know what? They're going to be just excited about the Lord and God, house of God as we are. Amen. If we ain't excited about it, they won't be excited about it. Amen. If we ain't excited about going to heaven, they ain't going to be excited about going to heaven. And you know what will happen? I will slip off into hell. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm excited about going somewhere. Amen. One day in a little while, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to outstretch this old flesh, praise God, and I'm going to go be with my Jesus. But until then, praise God, I'm going to live a life that matters. What about you?